Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blessed to get one good trade. I was thinking of an analogy this morning, and because every day I come on, I go into Twitter and I basically say markets are slow, and I'm like, how can I say this in a different way? And I think of like trading the markets as it's like looking for, you guys have heard like the saying, trying to get a needle in a haystack. You guys ever heard of that? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, right? George says use a magnet. Right? Trading is so similar to that. It's so similar because, let me ask you guys this. If you were trying to find a needle in a haystack, how would you go about doing it? Aside from using a big magnet like George would. No tools, no anything. How would you do it? Just hands and not magnetic hands. You guys are so creative. I'll just use my magnet hands, Akil. No tools. Needle in a haystack. How would you go about and do it? And I was thinking about rookie traders versus newer traders. We're coming off the conversation about over trading and we always say looking for the right opportunity, and how slow markets can often kind of trick you into seeing stuff that isn't really there, right? Throw my kid in there and pay my kid to do it. There you go. You're going off of Greystone's post from this weekend. Yeah, pay my kid to do it. If he doesn't get it done, he doesn't get paid. Boom. Perfect. Spoken like a true entrepreneur, right? If that needle sells for $100, I'll pay my kid $20 to do it. My kid will do it. I'll give him $20. I'll sell it for $100. I'll keep $80 and my time. I win. Everyone wins. I get my time. I get my money. My kid gets more money than he would have otherwise. Everyone wins, right? But I think of a rookie trader. A rookie trader that's bored in the market, right? They start it, you know, they approach it. They're like, okay, I got this task to kind of find this needle in the haystack. And they start kind of searching through and they're like, okay, pull this out. No, pull this out there. And within like 10 minutes, they probably get bored. Or at some point of time, they get bored, right? And what happens when they get bored? What do you start doing? If you guys have ever done yard work or a project, right? You get bored, you start getting sloppy. You just start like lifting up the hay barrels and just throwing it, right? You just start throwing it. You just start digging through and like rummaging. Just brushing it to the left, brushing it to the right. Right? Would you guys say that? You're just like, whatever. I'm just going to slap all this hay out the way until I find this dumb needle. Right? And what happens, right? Because the needle is so small, it probably gets tossed somewhere without you even knowing it. And you never get the prize. You end up making a bigger mess for yourself. And I see a lot of that in rookie traders. They come into the market, they're slow. They try to do the right thing. They get bored and they just start creating stuff. I'm going to trade this pair. I'm going to trade this time frame. I know I'm not supposed to. I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care. I need to just have action. At least I feel good because I have action. I don't care if I'm losing money. I have action. Where a professional trader, right, you probably sit back before you ever go to that haystack and you think of an approach. And it doesn't really matter what that approach is, but you have an approach, whether it's pulling one out at a time, or whether it's sectoring it out and being, okay, I'm gonna work on this quadrant, then this quadrant. Whatever that method is, you have a method to your madness, and then you sit back and you decide to execute that method, right? You go in with a plan and you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna do this, and you just do it over and over again, right? And you get nothing, 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 you get nothing. But eventually, you find it. And it's the same way with trading, man. We dig through, we talk about these slow markets. You typically see it in the summer, but we're seeing it now. And I want slow as a relative term, slow per trade, per how I trade at least, per how Jason Greystone trades at least, per how some of you guys trade. But you come in with a plan, you do the same plan every day, right? You come in, it's like IPDE, look for that, are we at structure? Nope, next pair. Head and shoulders, nope, no shoulder, nope, next pair, right? You're slowly digging through that haystack, looking for it. You're not forcing anything, you're just doing your business, you're doing your job. And when you consistently do that, every once in a while, like, oh, look at that, got a needle. And that's your good trading opportunity. And you take advantage of that good trading opportunity. Hopefully you capitalize off it. It may not be that actual one, but you know, eventually, if you're trading a plan with a positive expectancy, right, a rules-based trading plan that has been as testable, verifiable, and repeatable, you should make money in the long run. And that may be the only needle you find that day, and guess what? That's okay. You took advantage of it. And it reminds me of the pound-yen trade. This is only my second trade of the week. It reminds me of the pound-yen trade because the pound-yen trade came on the five-minute chart, right? It came on the five-minute chart, and it's very easy to just get distracted. And because when I did my pre-market this morning, I saw nothing. I came in Jason's room, like, hey, maybe he has something on the radar, get a different perspective on the market. I came in at the probably the last half of his room, and he's like, yeah, we had a little bit of action on the five-minute charts today, but that's about it. I did my pre-market in 5 minutes, and I said, nope, nothing here. And as always, I went through my routine. I don't start analysis until 7:30, but I put up the 15-minute charts, right? I have four charts on my other screens a piece of the 15-minute charts like this, and I just put them up because I'm like, okay, well, if something happens on the five-minute charts, you know, maybe we'll see it. And I put it up, and guess what I saw? Gartley pattern. Right at about 7:29, right? Complete it right before the live room. I even had to wait before I took it because I wasn't allowed to. And I just did my job. I looked at it. Imagine real time. We have 1, 2, 3 red candles in a row. In my mind, I'm like, I'm going to take this dumb trade. Going to be stopped out, whatever. 0-2 this week, right? And you just follow the plan. And I followed the plan, and 50-something pips later, ended up working out in my favor. Could have easily lost, but this time it worked out in my favor. But if I didn't have a routine, if I didn't have a consistent approach to the market, I could have easily missed this. And then you're missing out on pips that were there that you should have taken. So you never know when these opportunities are going to come, and it's easy to get distracted in times like this. But just go through the process. Even if the process is quicker than you would normally expect, even if you usually dedicate 3 hours to watching the market and you're able to do everything in 1 hour, just go through the process because you never know. And maybe that one time you're like, okay, yeah, dollar candidate has nothing, stupid pair. And then you look at it, you're like, oh, wait a minute. There is something here. Because if you've gone through the process, you're ready to take advantage of that moment and you won't miss it. And all you can do in slow market conditions is take the trades that are available. There may be less trades, but that doesn't mean you need to leave profit on the table. If anything, because there's less good trading opportunities, each individual trading opportunity is even more important because that frequency is lower. Very similar to trading the daily chart, right? You miss one trade on the daily that you're supposed to take, you may have to wait, what, months for another one? Gotta be willing to take advantage of it.